You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio. .org Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org /radio, where you will find links to our own audio player as well as those of TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, and Radio Garden. You'll also find a link to our Listen By telephone number, 631-359-8728. I mentioned Cassidy is going to join us. And Cassidy's been here before. Welcome back. How have you been?
Good.
And I know your grandfather is here, too. Where do you go to school?
South Fayette.
We just had three girls from South Fayette here earlier. Did you meet them? Have left, but they were all South Fayette High School students who were here just about half an hour ago. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
And do you have any favorite subjects in school?
Yes, math.
What are you learning in math right now? Is there
probably like fractions and like divide fractions.
That's good. It's good to know how to do those things. I understand you had a very special Christmas, and a special Christmas present. Is that true?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I got a pet, and it's a puppy, and it's a mini doodle, and we named her Coco.
And that must be very exciting. Do you take care of her?
Yep.
What do you have to do to take care of Coco?
We have to feed her, take her to the bathroom, and brush her.
That's a big responsibility. Where does Coco sleep at night?
In her pink crate.
Oh, very nice. So she has her own bedroom to sleep. That must be just so exciting to have Coco in your life. If you wanted a pet?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. I understand you'd like to share a little bit about Helen Keller, and also about Dr. King. Who would you like to talk about first?
Helen Keller.
And what would you like to share about her?
That she
I mean, she was blind and also couldn't hear.
Yeah.
And she ended up having trouble communicating at the beginning of her life, and then she had a teacher that helped her become an incredible person that opened up the world to her. Do you know much about that story?
A little bit.
Would you like to share some of it, what you know?
Yeah, I know that her mother have cards and teaches her how to like say some words, and she had a parrot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had a parrot, and the parrot talks to her. It was a talking parrot.
And she also had a great teacher named, do you know the teacher that she worked with?
I forgot, but I learned this when I was in second grade.
It was Anna Sullivan, I believe, if my memory is right, who really succeeded in helping her become more independent. It's amazing to think about her life. Did she inspire you at all when you think about what she was able to do?
Yeah.
I would think so. What about Dr. King did you want to talk about? We've talked about him before. Now, Martin Luther King Day is coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
And does he hold any special meaning for you, or what do you think about when you think about Dr. King?
Like, I wanna thank him for, he saved a lot of people too. He tried, and it was kind of really sad when they had segregation, and
why do you think it was sad? I agree with you. I'm curious what you think made it so sad.
When there was restaurants when only white people can come there, but when black people come there, they get hurt and they get kicked out.
And that's not well.
Yes.
I was going to say that's not fair.
I assume
you think that. And he led a lot of efforts to try to fix that.
Yeah.
Are there other things about Dr. King that you think of when you think about King Day? He was an amazing speaker and could motivate people, and that's a very important skill to be able to get people to act and do things. What will you be doing, do you think, on King Day this year? Do you have plans with your family? You probably will be off of school.
Yeah, we were off of school.
You might not know just yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But some families have traditions for King Day. I like to think about everything he's done. Many people think of the I Have a Dream speech, and that's pretty much where they go. You know, they'll think about that, but his life was so much richer than that with everything that he did. Anything else you would like to say about him?
That's all.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Cassidy. And you're in fourth grade now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you again soon.
Yeah.
I see it's your grandfather here, am I right?
Yeah.
He's got a shirt that says Alaska on it.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Alaska too, did you?
I did.
What was that like?
Really cold.
I'll bet. You're probably fine with the temperature now. So I have a question. We didn't plan this, and you can stick around if you'd like, but our next guest is going to be talking about something that I think you might find really interesting, the Freedom House Ambulance Service. There's a new play about the Freedom House Ambulance Service, and joining us is the man who wrote that play, and he's going to talk about what inspired him to write it. Would you like to listen and learn more from him? His name is L.E. McCulloch. Good morning, L.E. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hello to everybody there. Yeah, I'm broadcasting from Thelma Lovett YMCA here at 2114 Center Avenue. We're doing some tabling, getting some information about Freedom House out to the folks here. And there's just an incredible hive of activity and community going on here. But I found a little quiet space. And yeah, let's talk about Freedom House.
Many people have learned that Freedom House was the very first ambulance service, the first mobile emergency medical unit in the entire United States to be professionally staffed with trained paramedics. And it happened right here in Pittsburgh and operated out of the Hill District. And, you know, the hit TV series The Pit had a great episode where a patient who had worked for that ambulance service, a fictitious patient, talked about it, which brought it to national attention. Meanwhile, I know you've been working on this play for a long time. It's called Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance. Tell me a bit about what inspired you to do the play and what folks will be able to see when they go.
Well, I've written a couple hundred plays over the last 30 years just because that's what I just started doing one day. Not stop. Most of them are about some history-related event, and usually those events are involving people who had a great idea or saw some need to do some positive change in the world, and this is kind of their story. And that's exactly what happened with Freedom House. I saw the WQED documentary about 2-3 years ago by Annette Banks that she did, where she talked to a number of Freedom House original people. And it's still actually on the WQED website. You can watch it for free. And I saw that and I said, nobody's told that story on stage. And there have been 3 other documentary films, bunch of books. But I said, this is a story that when you see it acted out live in front of you, it's going to have even more power and hopefully inspire people to, I don't know, think about a career in EMS or the paramedic service. So I wrote the play, and I'm a board member with Prime Stage Theater, and they always encourage local and history-type plays and plays that actually have a social message. So right away, Wayne, Brenda said, let's just do it. He's the artistic director. So it took a couple of years to get the funding together and the official media sponsorship from SLB Radio. Thanks very much.
We're happy to do that.
And so it's going to open up next weekend, January 23rd, 24th, 25th, then run the second weekend after at New Haslett Theater. We've got an amazing cast. Scott Calhoun is a director. We've got Katie Cotton, Cynthia Dallas, Justin Moore, Darren Mosley, Anne Ramott, Devon Robinson, and Ryan Warsing. So these 7 actors play about 25 characters that go through the 8-year history of Freedom House. And we show it from the beginning to the end, and then we talk about the impact it has had on the world of medicine. It was pretty important.
Are there any available descendants? I mean, I suppose there still could be somebody still living, but it would probably be more likely a son or a daughter or sibling related to the original Freedom House staff that you're aware of?
Oh, no, well, not only descendants, but we actually have probably about a dozen or so of the original actual paramedics.
Oh, wow.
Dispatchers still around. And a lot of them live in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them will be at the shows this weekend. So stop by if you want to meet an original Freedom House person. I believe George McCary's coming, Larry Underwood, gosh, who else? I heard Mitch Brown may be coming in from Columbus, Ohio. I don't want to spread rumors now, but because weather is always a factor with travel. But yeah, there are several that are still here. John Moon is still in the area. He eventually became deputy chief of City of Pittsburgh EMS. Darnella Wilson started as a dispatcher, became a paramedic, became a nurse with City EMS. She's here. Yeah, there's a number of folks still around, and they are going to be on opening night. We're going to have, and that's January 24th, what they call opening night, is we're going to have for the post-play talkback, Dr. Raquel Tripp. She is a professor of emergency medicine at Pitt School of Medicine. She directs four local EMS agencies. She formerly was with Pittsburgh EMS, and she's very connected with the Freedom House legacy. And then we're going to have a lady named Miss B. Charles, whose husband, Ed Charles, was the president of the board of directors of the original Freedom House. So yeah, that legacy continues, and it's going to be pretty good. And we're going to extend that because on Monday, January 26th, we have an event called Pittsburgh Jazz Legacy, a concert celebrating the spirit of Freedom House. And this is Manchester Craftsman's Guild's jazz program, MCG Jazz. And they're going to put on a concert at New Hazlet Theater on the stage set of the Freedom House play. And they've got Roger Humphreys, Dwayne Dolphin, Max League, Mark Jacobich, who are going to showcase the music of Pittsburgh greats like Ahmad Jamal and Stanley Turrentine, Billy Strayhorn. Marty Astro clips from their PBS documentary about Pittsburgh jazz.
Sounds like a great
It's just going to be a whole couple of weeks of celebrating Pittsburgh culture here with theater and jazz. And I think the weather's going to hold up. And people can come to the theater. Tickets are still available. Call New Hazlet or call primestage.com. Or if you see me in the street, just stop me. I'll set you to the ticket booth.
Thanks, Ellie. And best of luck. I hope to make it over there. And we're grateful. I know it's a busy week that you can spend. And look for the play Freedom House. It's called Freedom House Giving Life a Second Chance, and it opens January 23rd and runs through February 1st. PrimeStageTheater.com.
The leaves have all fallen, time has been crawling so slowly, it's had a hold on me like gravity. Now I've got to break free, so I left town this morning, gone with no warning, got no plans. In my empty hands I'm searching to find something new. Now I'm looking at
the Saturday Light Brigade. That is Matt Borello. And a change is coming. Chad Green and Ella Storm are amazing. I just watched them set up, I'd hate to call the next group complicated, but there are a lot of moving parts, and we do everything here live and in real time in most cases, including today, nearly all the time. And it's a pleasure now. The Song Space series at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh has a show that is coming up on January 24th. And one of the bands, part of this year's Song Space series concert is this one. So let me introduce you to Madeline Cho and Friends.
Heave and shove, they're taking down the Christmas trees. Icy sludge, salted sidewalks keeping them from freezing. Oh. Stand it, January's here. It's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. It's frigid. Toughen up. New Year's rung 2 weeks ago. I've heard enough motivational foo-foo telling me to grow through. What I go through this coming year, you might have good annoying. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. Is it summer yet? 3 weeks in, resolutions crumbling to bits. How's your skin? Is it clearer? Have you gone through metamorphosis? Or have you quit your gym? That's what I thought. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere.
Madeline Cho and Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I wanted to be sure we got every last note out of that song. And Madeline King was singing vocals. Hello. And Madeline, tell me about this group.
Hi, I'm Madeline, and these are my friends. So we're appropriately named Madeline, Joe, and Friends. We've got a good half of the group here right now. There's four of us, but on Saturday the 24th, we'll have all seven of us up on stage. We play like folk, Americana, lots of harmonies, and lots of fun. Yeah, I'd say we're centered around having a good time.
Yeah, I was looking at your website, and I saw that there were eight or seven people in the band, and I was thinking, wow, this is that doesn't happen very often, but it does look like you have a good time. Did you wrote the first song?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and actually this is probably the most seasonally appropriate we've ever played it, because it is about 2 weeks after New Year's, so it's the right time of year to play the song, and I tend to write kind of the base of a lot of songs, but everyone writes their own parts, and so I can't take credit for the whole song. And it's no surprise you thought there were eight of us, because it kind of ebbs and flows. There's a lot of people that I would call members of Madeline, Joe, and Friends, so whoever's in town, you know, we throw them on stage.
Well, I'm glad that you're all here. Let's meet the rest of the band, and then we'll have you play another song, and I'm just going to go around. Zach, I feel like I've met you before. Have you been here before?
I've been here a few times. I've been playing music in Pittsburgh for quite a few years, so I've been here a few times with a few different groups.
I thought so. And tell me about your role here.
I play the keys, and I don't know. I play the keys, whether that's piano or like electronic or whatnot. Sometimes an organ, even if we're going crazy. But I keep it simple and do that.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to see you again. And then we have our bass player today, I think. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, I'm Kara. I play bass and I sing vocals.
Nice to meet you. Kara's bass is upside down, so I couldn't count strings at first, but oh, it's a Rickenbacker. What a beautiful instrument. My God. How long have you had that?
I've had the Rick for only a couple years, but it's like my dream bass, so I'm pretty set for a while.
Yeah, a lot of bass players go through a whole lifetime looking to make that happen. And then we have our drummer.
Hi, my name is Graham. I play the drums.
Nice to meet you. And is this normally how you're set up for a show, or do you, you've got, what, a couple drums here and some cymbals, or do you normally go with something a little heavier?
Yeah, I have a couple other toms and another cymbal, but I thought I'd keep it minimal for this because it's fun to play minimally, in my opinion.
It is, and it makes a lot of sense. I was curious if Madeline, Joe, do you guys all, like, you're clearly all friends. How did you all meet? Was there any particular thing you have in common or that brought you together?
Yes, and now I get to plug my favorite business in Pittsburgh, Sunburst School of Music. If you want to take music lessons, if your kids want to take music lessons, send them to Sunburst School of Music. They'll make bands out of your kids. It's amazing.
So you met folks through there. Well, that's good to know as to how it happened. So what do you want to play next?
This next one's called Lath and Plaster, and we're going to strip it down and just have Kara and I on this one. This is something we're going to do on the 24th too, is we're going to have mostly whole band and then we're going to have a couple stripped acoustic songs. And when I first heard about Lath and Plaster, the thing that's in your walls, I thought it was laughing plaster. It turns out it's not that fun. But yeah, this is a song that I wrote about, I don't know, life experience of Kara and I, so I think it's nice that we get to play it together.
What a great name for a song. I can't wait to hear it. Here again, Madeline, Joe, and friends.
This is something I know how to cry about. Double vision cross your fingers. No one sees.
You've got Madeline, Joe, and friends, Lath and Plaster, the name of the song, having a house that has a lot of lath and plaster. A lot of Pittsburgh houses do. I enjoyed thinking about it. I also like the concept of lath and plaster, you know, plaster that keeps you going and thinking about things. They're going to be performing as part of the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh's Song Space
series on January 24th at 7:30, Saturday. That's a week from today. And they'll have a special guest, Devin Rushen, there that night as well. And you also are going to be playing with Buffalo Rose on February 14th at 8 o'clock. Buffalo Rose, their All You Can Eat album is almost ready. I wonder if it'll be ready by that day. I bet it will. I'm not going to expect you to know. Maybe you know, but I suspect it will be ready by then. I know they've been working on it for a while.
I sure hope so. Buffalo Rose is one of my favorite bands of all time, and so we are all so psyched to get to play with them on the 14th.
Yeah, that should be a great time. And the Song Space series is always, it's well curated by Brian Junker and the whole team that put it together. And you can learn more at uusongspace.com, uusongspace.com. Have you guys recorded anything that folks can get a hold of?
Yeah, we released a whole album a couple years back. It's called Gather, and it's out on all the places you listen to music. And then we also had a single come out, I think in August, called El Dorado. We're not playing it today, but we will be playing it at Song Space on the 24th. And you can find that anywhere you listen to music.
Yeah, and I wanted to just note, Madeline, Joe, and Kara, your vocals were amazing on the song you just finished. And just kind of makes you want to stop everything you're doing and really listen, which is a compliment. But it really struck me to hear the two of you together on that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm Larry Berger, along with our crew today. What would you like to do next?
We've got another song we can play for you called Pennsylvania, and all of these songs sound a little bit different with the four of us than they will with all of us all together, but this one's one of our favorites because some of our music gets a little more folk adjacent than folk music, truly, so you'll hear it on this one.
I'm going to take a short little video clip of them and put it up on social media so you can get a look. Once again, here is Madeline Joe and friends.
Lights in the windows, lights in your eyes, this can't go on, can't go on. Reflecting back how hard I tried to let it go. Someone's upstairs, someone's crying, can't go on, can't go on. This cheating, burning, twisted lying, this can't.
Madeline Joe and Friends. And what a great sound. There's applause there in the background, which is a good thing. Hello. Do you have any questions that you'd like the band to answer? No? Let's at least ask who you are. Are you all together? I'm glad you popped in. So who are you? Who are you?
We are here exploring the Children's Museum, and we're going to go across the street to the museum lab. We're the grandparents of Henry, Brooklyn, and Griffin, and we're just exploring, and this was delightful. Great job, my friends. Great music. I love the beats.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and you were just on the radio all over the place. So where are you from?
We are from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and our grandchildren live in Export, PA.
Wonderful. Do you guys want to just say your name on the radio? Would you like to do that? What's your name and how old are you?
I'm Brooklyn, and I'm 11 years old.
It's nice to meet you. What school do you go to?
Franklin Regional.
And what grade?
Six.
What's your favorite part of sixth grade right now? Is there something you study that you like?
I like ELA class because my teacher's really funny.
Excellent. How about you? What's your name?
Griffin.
Hi, Griffin. How old are you?
Six.
And whose lap are you sitting in?
My papa's.
Well, it's nice to see him. And you've got a Panthers shirt on for Franklin Regional. What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And what's your name?
Henry.
Hi, Henry. How old are you?
Nine.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Now, Brooklyn likes ELA. Do you have a favorite subject?
Science and social studies.
Well, excellent. It's nice to meet all of you. Thank you. Now, I should have asked Maddie Jo. I was going to ask Madeline Jo. I apologize. Madeline Jo. We actually have time for two more if you want to do them because our crew got set up so much faster than we thought. But that's your call. I want to be sure you make that decision, not me. I know you had planned for one more. That'd be wonderful. What do you want to do next?
We'll do a nice little quiet one next called Soft Song.
So here again. Madeline Jo and Friends. Oh, I put that video up too, along with a link to the show if you want to get complete information on Songspace.
I feel angry at this pole in my chest. I'm singing lullabies. I've spoken and I can't wish it away, but it's bad for me and it's bad for you to stay, but it's bad for me and it's bad for you to stay. You're a giant when I close my eyes to see, and when I pick you up I'm driving towards destiny. Lullabies, but it won't go to bed. The gods have spoken and I can't wish it away, but it's bad for me and it's bad for you to stay, but it's bad for me and it's bad for you to stay.
Madeline Jo and Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And what a great song. You have such a wonderful voice. And I'm curious, like, did you sing as a kid growing up? Or tell me about your relationship with singing.
Yeah, I come from a very musical family, and so I sang a lot growing up just, like, with my family and in school. I went to an elementary school, and our, like, school song, the lyrics were, "This is a school with a musical rule, sing every day." So definitely grew up singing, but I didn't really get into it until, like, end of middle school. And that's where I started, like, taking voice lessons and taking it seriously. And I should say that in this band, I'm really a vocalist. And today, you get the treat of me playing guitar because both of our guitar players have work on Saturdays. but on Saturday next week, I'll get to focus right on the voice.
Yeah, it really shows. What was the school with the musical role? Were they here in the Pittsburgh area or beyond?
Yeah, it's the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh.
I know that school well, and I may know, well, I know one of the music teachers that may have been there around the time you were there, guessing, but it is a great school, and they do have a lot of music in the Waldorf School. So I want to encourage you, you can learn more, Madeline, Joe, and Friends. You can just Google them, or we have a link to their website. We also just posted a short reel that you can look at that has a link to the Songspace concert. UUSongspace.com is how you can get details. This will be at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, January 24th at 7:30. They also will play with Buffalo Rose at Haven, February 14th at 8 o'clock. Anybody in the band have anything they wanted to say or mention? You're welcome to. It's going to be our last chance to talk for this morning's segment. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to Madeline and Joe and ask her the same questions. And I go to Zach.
I just want to say thank you to my grandparents and also Vanny for listening right now.
Oh, hi. Who was the other person you mentioned?
Her name is Vanny. She's my coworker. She's pretty cool.
Okay, Vanny, you know who you are. Thank you for listening. And thanks. Where are your grandparents?
They're in Elwood City, which is a little far north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know Elwood City quite well. In fact, there is an emerging radio station licensed to Elwood City that carries SLB, and they, if not already, will soon be on the air. And we're all pointing at Kara. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say I'm really grateful to play in Madeline's band. I'm excited to have these two shows coming up. We've played a bunch of shows at Haven before, so we're excited to be back there. And it's going to be my first time playing at Songspace. Last time the band played there, it was just like a smaller group. So it'll be fun to do the whole band.
Excellent. And Graham, anything for you to pass along?
I was told to say a fun fact earlier. So about the world. So here's my fun fact about the world is that in a single single drop of water, there are more molecules of water than grains of sand on the earth. And that's my fun fact for you.
Very deep. I'd like to sit next to you on my next bus ride. It'd be a great conversationalist to have. I like it. And let me turn to Madeline Joe. Anything else you'd like to say before your next song?
Yeah, there were two things I wanted to mention. One is that I'm going to say what Kara wouldn't say in the microphone because she's too modest, is that lots of us are in other bands as well. And Kara is part of a band called Times New Wrestlers, and they have been hard at work recording, and all the listeners should look out for Times New Wrestlers to be releasing new music soon. They have one single out now called Football, but they got a whole EP and a whole album coming out soon. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that we were here, I guess, 3 years ago because Brian gave us the opportunity to open for the Squirrel Hillbillies at the Songspace series 3 years back. And that was such a wonderful experience. We just had the three of us do like a little acoustic opener. And so when he reached out about this, I was like, oh my God, we would absolutely love to. And it's also really fun to look back on like where we were 3 years ago and the songs we were playing and writing then and what we're doing now. And some of the songs we're going to play Saturday are completely new. And some of the songs we might have played 3 years ago because we love them so much. We just keep playing them.
Well, I remember that. And I'm so glad you brought that up. Again, look for them a week from tonight. If you like what you're hearing, it's a beautiful, comfortable space to be part of at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. What are you going to play?
This one's called Prisoner's Dilemma.
Once again, Grandma, Grandpa, thank you. That was from Zach. Once again, here are Madeline, Joe, and friends. Madeline, Joe, and friends, thank you very much for being with us today.
You bet on Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win. Oh, Stewball, he was a racehorse, and I wish that he was mine. He never drunk water, but he
lady, always drunk wine. You bet on Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win. I rode him in England, and I rode him in Spain. I never did lose, boys, and I always did gain. You bet on Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win. Was a big day in Dallas. Don't you wish that you was there? You could bet your bottom dollar on that iron gray mare. You bet on Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win. To be hung when the horses were saddled and the word was give and go. All the horses, you know, they shot off like an arrow from a bow. You bet on Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win. You bet on Stewball. Win, win, win. Bet on Stewball, and you might win.
Saturday Light Brigade, Eric Bibb and Jean-Jacques Milteau with Stewball. Please remember to join our teens when they host Streaming Justice MLK Day starting at 3 o'clock at youthexpress.org. Also, our Youth Media Center is open. Once again, learn more about programs for teens, all free, at ymc.slbradio.org. Thanks to our guests today, Pranita Jack and Gail, also Morgan Dolentz and Safina Kilji, representing the Fly Like a Girl program, as well as South Fayette High School. City of Asylum Youth Poet Laureate Ivana Smith from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School here, along with Ashley. Actually, here, along with Alexis, who oversees the Youth Poet Laureate program at City of Asylum. Playwright L.E. McCulloch. Thanks, L.E., for joining us. We talked about the Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance premiere. It's a new play about the 1967 creation of the Freedom House Ambulance Service, presented by Prime Stage. Details at primestagetheater.com, running January 23rd through February 1st. And thanks again to folk band Madeline Cho and Friends for being with us in advance of their Song Space series concert, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, January 24th, 7:30. Our show comes together with booking by Ty Chorosky, Ella Storm, technical associate. Chad Green is our technical director. Our education staff includes Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Ben Rutkowski. Joseph Kukula manages our Youth Media Center. Robert Gray is our Director of Operations. Ricky Berger is our Director of Me. This is Larry Berger. We will meet you here 1 week from today for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Thank you, Ricky Berger, all the little burgers.